Just about every day, Larry Martin goes to FPS Archery Shop in Cadillac to shoot his bow. Right now, he's taking aim at a paper target about 20 yards away.
Best sound in the world right there.
Martin is 74 years old, and he says he deer hunts at his camp near Copemish.
I still climb trees and do it all the way I used to when I was young.
He says a ban on deer baiting really won't affect him since he doesn't hunt over a pile of bait, but he knows plenty of other hunters who do.
A lot of the older people that I know in my area up there, they're stuck to their bait piles. I know it's going to hurt them because you can't just go set a blind up in the woods and have deer come walking by it like you do if you put some corn out there.
At the end of January, a ban on deer baiting went into effect all across Michigan's Lower Peninsula. Its purpose is to stop the spread of chronic wasting disease among the state's deer herd. CWD is a neurological disease that spreads to other deer through contact with saliva, urine, and feces. Katie Keene is with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
Getting animals all coming into the same location, chewing on sugar beets or carrots or apples, going to the bathroom and eating in the same places, they can just contaminate each other.
So far in Michigan, about 120 deer have tested positive for CWD, but in neighboring Wisconsin, the disease has spread to over 5,200 deer. DNR statistics show that over 50% of Michigan hunters used bait piles during the 2017 deer season. So Keene says a ban on baiting will contribute to a decline in deer hunting in the short term, but not doing something would have even more of a lasting impact.
We got to look at the big picture and how to manage responsibly.
You know, everything else I've got over here is just all my bow lines that I carry, arrows, crossbows.
Back at FPS Archery in Cadillac, shop owner Kim Fortelka has two reactions to the ban.
One as a hunter and one as a business owner.
Fortelka has owned the archery shop for the past 25 years. He says the bait ban has the potential to make for better hunting. Deer won't be influenced by large bait piles and will be more active throughout the day. He says baiting has conditioned some hunters to be lazy, and that style of hunting might be all they know.
Now, trying to teach people or re-educate people that they're going to have to work harder to get it back into the successful range, there's a lot of people that just aren't willing to put that effort into it.
Which is why, as a business owner, he's very concerned business is going to go down. Combine the people who've never hunted without bait and older hunters who aren't as mobile, Fortelka estimates the deer bait ban could decrease his profits by 25%. Already, he says a few hunters who've had holds on new bows came in to say they changed their minds.
Because they hadn't seen many deer and they weren't going to be able to bait next year, so they didn't want to have their equipment, any new equipment.
A decline in Michigan's hunting economy means a trickle-down effect in other economies as well. Tourism, hospitality, and agriculture all stand to lose something if Michigan continues to lose hunters. Conservation funding in the state would also suffer as hunting licenses help pay for conservation efforts. Katie Keene of the Michigan DNR recognizes that. And she says new laws can be a gateway for innovation among hunting products.
Anytime we have some type of regulation change, you have to look for other avenues. Okay, so what am I going to do? And it seems like that's where product is developed. And all of a sudden, there's a new method or thing out there that gets people excited.
Keene says for hunting ultimately to thrive in Michigan, there needs to be a healthy deer herd, which is why the DNR says the bait ban is necessary.
And it hurts in the beginning, but we're looking at the goal in the end to have hunters continue to hunt deer. Is very important. And so this might be hard for this year and maybe next season, but we're hoping people can see past that.
The deer bait ban in the Lower Peninsula is indefinite, but Keene says they have been reversed in the past. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanshura.